The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, "Cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes, its leaves stay green. In the year of drought it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. More torturous than all else is the human heart, beyond remedy. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, alone probe the mind, and I test the heart, to reward everyone according to his ways, according to the merit of his deeds." The word of the Lord. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Not so the wicked, not so. For they are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. Lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you is a great chasm established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if anyone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. And so we have heard the Gospel many times, the rich man and Lazarus. And so Abraham, the bosom of Abraham, the good man, the Old Testament saint, you know, when he's there, he says, "When you had your life, you had great things, but Lazarus had bad. Now it's been changed, and there's nothing we can do about it, but it comes down to it." So what does that mean? We can't be blessed, we can't have riches on this earth? Of course not. It means that we got to share what we have if we're going to go to heaven. It's just that simple. You know, so when the Lord blesses us, we bless others. Period. It's not for us. That's where I think people get messed up with riches. Everything the Lord has given to me, he has given to me for you. Everything the Lord has given to you, he's given you to him, for him and other people. That's our blessings, the financial stuff, it's our talents, it's everything we have. God gives it to us to share with others. The problem with too many people is they think it's for them only, and they keep it to themselves. That's damnation forever. You get to keep your stuff forever. We're called to be generous. We're called to be generous. We're called to be generous. Everything we have is for God and for others. So please, let's be generous so we don't ever have to say, oh, Abraham, send someone if they know this. Jesus has told us what to do. That should be enough. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.